This call is being recorded.
I meant to unmute. Sorry about that. Okay. There we go.
Hello.
Oh dear.
Sorry, Leah.
Hello, can anyone hear me?
Hey! Yeah. How's it going?
That was wild.
Yeah, we're
using a video in on this call.
You know, do a search for how to activate echo cancellation on your computer.
Oh, it stopped. Okay, that's good. So does anybody have any comments or anything they want to share about the eclipse or any thoughts on what was just shared?
Just to say thank you very much, Mary. That was nice doing the research. Thank you.
Thank you. That's good.
Are you going to put that somewhere on the site so we can read it again?
Yeah.
We will.
It's going to be expanded into a major section.
Oh my god.
But, you know, Mary could post it anywhere tomorrow if she wanted.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was like hearing some beautiful poetry and, you know, it's like it hits you in the heart sometimes, and you're just like, this is great. This is just exactly how it should be, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Okay. All right, so let's get into some clearing and balancing and relaxation, and I would absolutely love to do this ceremony with water. I feel like our visits, our calls involving Shupra are important somehow. Like I love to involve you guys in feeling that energy. So I was rereading one of my Shupra sessions, and there was this really beautiful experience that happened involving water. So if you haven't had a chance to do that and you're just getting into the call, go ahead and get a glass of pure water. And if you can, get in front of the super beings under tools. There's a wonderful tool we have called Source Code. So at the top of the page under the Tools tab, go to Source Code. I'm going to have to mute everyone again.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. All good. Okay. So under Source Code, you'll see many of these little sigils, and they're all numbered. And what I'm going to do is scroll down the page to the first one we'll be using. And that one is number 30. And it's a blue sigil, and it has a rectangular thing with a dot, a circle, and a dot in the center. And you're going to click on it and bring it up. If you're not in front of a computer, don't worry about it. You'll feel the energy anyway. So you'll notice it has a bit of a water effect to it, and you can use your mouse to play with it. And what we're going to do is just gaze at it and let it do its beautiful thing for clarity. That's what the symbol is about. It's about clarity. And I just wanted to introduce you to these absolutely amazing sigils to play with and You can use them to charge water. You can do a lot with them. Okay, now we're going to close that symbol. And these are like digital mandalas that can be used for meditation or clearing or balancing. The next sigil we're going to use is number 31. And this one is called centering. So it's the gray one with the two triangles. And just click on that symbol and bring it to full screen. And as this energy flows, it brings us back to our center and brings us into sync. Let's take it deeper. Let's start to get into a more ultra relaxed state by doing some deep breathing. So breathe deeply through your nose to your belly. And exhale evenly. And just start from your head, breathing out the tension. Just let it melt. Relax your forehead. Relax your eyes. Your mouth. Your neck, release any tightness in your chest, feel deep breathing, from your sternum down, just scan your body. Check to see where it's tight and needs release. Just make sure it's relaxed. Go into a little context here for everyone. Using a type of remote viewing system that we developed, we do a kind of mental bilocation to a very high vibration fifth density, what some people would call fifth dimensional, but it's truly a fifth density world. And we call this world Shupra. This is like an astral visit. The system we developed to do this is a way to use our intuition and other level of awareness or consciousness to go to this mental level or world. So as graduates of the system, when we do a session and go to Shupra, we are both here and there and gathering the experience in a type of online form. Only people who are graduates of this program are allowed to go, because through the process of doing this program, you're able to discern that you're actively channeling information about this place as opposed to we're able to discern if you're receiving passively transmission from this world. So if you want to be connected to the Shupra energy, that's what we're about to do. So much of the power about everything that we do is through simple thought and allowing it to come through, because truly we're not the ones doing it, but our higher selves are on the scene and they're doing it all. And that's why it's so effortless and efficient and effective to do things like we're about to do, to bless the matrix, to bless the blank matrix of water with codes and healing energy. In my session that I'm about to share, I was offered a liquid elixir. And I want to ask my fellow graduates who are present tonight to help me to be conduits of this elixir that I'm going to share, and to help me mentally transfer the energy of the Shupra elixir into everyone's water glass who is not a graduate of our program, so that they can experience it. This is to be in preparation for the upcoming eclipse. I want to give you the clear knowledge, however, because some of you are not graduates, that you won't get the directest or the most pure essence of that elixir, because it has to be filtered through us. So the benefit will still be imparted, but it would not quite be the same as if you had already been to this world that we go to. So if you don't feel anything from this, and that could be why, but if you want to experience that direct connection, then I would get on with your ABS registration training or finish your training. And if you don't care about that at all, cool. Explore to the level of your curiosity. I just had to be clear on that. So At a certain point in the session, we will both mentally visualize and physically, symbolically drink this Shupra elixir from the water glass. Here is my session journey. The session was extraordinary. It began kind of soft and gentle. A warm, dusky, late afternoon light, one of the 4-hour sunsets in an empty, deserted landscape with no trees, but endless miles and miles of sand with small brush vegetation reminiscent of sagebrush freshly rained upon. I found myself accompanied by guides on the steps of a large temple that was reminiscent of the Taj Mahal. The door itself was shaped roughly like a round sun, stylized as a sunflower, with petals carved into it, and such with a wavery, portal-like energy. The scene was charged, serene, exciting, but calm. The structure was white and made of a material that I have seen before in previous sessions. Unfathomably large, it expanded and then shrank constantly. The material is fascinating in and of itself, like some mix of stone and wood, and slightly smooth and pearly. It's breathable, malleable, and strong. I walk into a grand, airy, very large hall, the size of a circular auditorium or large church. One of the first things I saw was a sphere hanging suspended from my visual. It was irregular, not a whole sphere, but looked like it was partially blown or like a cracked egg. Imagine a gray white moon complete with craters, jagged pieces in white, softly lit against a black background. The structure, though seemingly bordered from the outside with a ceramic-like surface and hard, was infinitely expansive and alive inside. I could fly up and look down into it and see an entire moving, glittering macrocosm within. I was feeling dizzy, almost sick, but somehow delightfully so. Concepts for this place were surprising and fun. A library, a planetarium, and star map. This sphere utilizes the suns of Shupra somehow, as though it had a piece of them in its center of the sphere, powering it in this entire structure. The entire room was like some sort of planetarium for astrology, astronomy, and record keeping. It kept expanding and shrinking to give me context of scale. I want to talk about the floor. I saw the surface of the structure morph. Imagine a flat two-dimensional map. I walked over to what looked like a galaxy on the floor and waved my arms, and it zoomed in, and I saw a constellation. Above me was the display that put me suddenly in the 3D representation of what was on the floor. To zoom in, you wave your arms out like you are swimming the breaststroke. And to zoom out, you move your arms the opposite way. All the objects here are in motion, and so you are in orbit or can slow down or stop it to study something. Circular revolutions, inward, outward, up, down. It was a staggering model of macro-microcosm of a universe that Shupra exists in, and just life-changing to get in it and feel deeply a part of this large plan. The hall was ornate with cosmology of world trees carved like columns holding up this temple, universal trees. The sheer size and malleability of everything was staggering and wonderful, outrageous. The immersion of being in an ancient mind of this size. Just to explore this place could be endless. I finally decided I need to hook up with the guides, since I had not done that yet. Shupra people are very patient. They seem to understand so totally that we are like children seeing the world for the first time. There were two guides, a male and female couple, white clothing, form-fitting, a long cape, their skin translucent, veins visible beneath. These meetings are so emotional for me in a quiet way. Tears sting my eyes, for I am meeting someone again for the first time. I have to touch their face like someone who is blind, even though I can see them perfectly. The touching feels important. They take my hands and we just stare at each other, holding our arms and elbows for a long time, communicating without words, a flow of feeling. Before I go, the gift exchange begins. I had taken yin alchemy right before, and a tiny vial of it manifests in my tongue. I give it to the guides who smile and accept my gift with great honor and delight. They will use it there for what I don't know, but I imagine the yin is something far greater there. It's time to meet up with the others who are in session on Shupra 2. I beam into a spaceless space. It's black, and Molly and Jason are already there. They are beginning to lose their individual Shupra forms. Jason, as a wizard, hands me something to drink. And now I pass this goblet to you. For all the graduates of ABS, take a sip of your water. Knowing by transmission of this story, the codes are in it already. And now get open and empty and transfer the energy with the knowing that it is done to the water of everyone present. To all on this call, it pleases you to do so. Please drink the water with me. I record, it is unreal how soft the water is. Delicious, clearly touched for us. It is somehow psychedelic in nature. I look up to see Molly and Jason and our group turn into blue templates of grids of energy, and I with them. I can see an energy. It is fiery, cool, blue-white. It is racing around our bodies in the pattern of an atom. The energy follows a recognizable pattern through the chakra system, flowing each gate in some geometry of line patterns, binding us as one mind, one unified energy. When I asked what I needed to understand from higher mind, it explained that it was showing that this is what is happening on higher levels of awareness when we take the alchemy elixirs. It was wild how much I loved you both as one energy. The love, the elixir, was the active fire flowing along those meridians. I was told, at its essence, the alchemy, the symbol, is the future emptiness and purity of your heart expanded, gifted to you now to permeate through all timelines, all selves. It is the breath, the void, the nectar. It is the unity bringing you closer to all self. And you don't yet know what the alchemy is fully, but you will. You think it is a sacrament for here only, but it is so much more than you know. It is the key. It is your reverse engineered chariot vehicle. I am blown beyond words with the power of these experiences. I hope you can feel this inside of you too. August 24th, 2015.
That's all. I hope you enjoyed that.
That was wonderful, Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Might as well go ahead and
stop the recording. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and you know, for those so inclined, you know, we're building this bridge only tiny pieces at a time here because there are just so few of us. And we've actually had people that we, you know, went through all of the time and trouble to train that decided to leave us. So that was like a slug in the stomach, ultimately. But we need help. We really do. And we're going to start getting a lot more people through the super beings, but we need help building that bridge. As soon as we get it, you know, literally 102 people doing super sessions with us, we will be literally an open conduit to super, and you'll be living in both worlds at all times. So it's going to be an absolutely spectacular way of being.